This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow denounced sabotage in Ukraine, hinted at responsibility for new explosions on Tuesday at a military base in Russian-annexed Crimea that is an important supply line for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The blast engulfed an ammunition depot at a military base in the north of the Crimean Peninsula, disrupting trains and forcing the evacuation of 2,000 people from a nearby village, according to Russian officials and news agencies. Plumes of smoke were later seen at a second Russian military base in central Crimea, a Russian newspaper said, while blast hit another facility in the west last week. The UN Secretary General will travel to Ukraine later this week for discussions on the deal that allowed Ukraine agricultural shipments to resume. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
During a news briefing at UN headquarters in New York Tuesday, UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric told reporters Secretary General Antonio Guterres will travel to the western city of Lviv Thursday at the invitation of Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky.
The Secretary General will be in Lviv on Thursday to attend a trilateral meeting with President Recep Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey and the Ukrainian leader. The Secretary General will then go on to Odessa the next day, where he will visit the port that is one of the three being used as part of the Black Sea Grain Initiative. Before returning to New York over the weekend, the Secretary General will be in Istanbul to visit the Joint Coordination Center set up to implement the initiative.
The spokesman said the Secretary General will also discuss the situation at the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, along with finding a political solution to the conflict with Russia. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Brazil's presidential election campaign officially began with former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva leading all polls against incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro amid growing concern about political violence after several incidents in recent months. The race is a clash of titans, with other candidates lagging far behind in polls. Both top polling candidates are known quantities, with almost all Brazilians familiar with them, according to the most recent survey from a pollster last month. Both have also been publicly rallying supporters for months, although they have not been permitted by the electoral authority to ask for votes or air ads. Tunisia's new constitution, giving the president far greater powers, is coming into effect after the official electoral commission announced official results on Tuesday for last month's referendum. The 96% yes vote, with 31% of the electorate taking part, was largely unchanged from preliminary results announced last month. Opponents of President Kais Saied say the new constitution will unravel Tunisia's democratic gains from the 2011 revolution by giving him nearly unchecked powers. They have criticized the process by which he wrote the constitution as illegal. A new rule from U.S. health officials will allow Americans with mild to moderate hearing problems to buy hearing aids without a prescription later this year, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The rule creates a new class of hearing aids that don't require a medical exam or prescription and can instead be sold online or over the counter. The Hearing Loss Association of America's Barbara Kelly's long been pushing that.
80% of people who could benefit from a hearing aid don't get one.
Citing cost, stigma, and other factors.
Consumers will have choice.
Glenda Greer resisted getting a hearing aid for years before giving in.
It was literally life-changing.
But says she advises people not to self-diagnose. A professional can properly fit the aid and optimize its benefits. Plus,
it could just be they have a wax buildup, just need their ears cleaned out. They don't need hearing aids at all.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Recapping our top story, Moscow denounced sabotage in Ukraine, hinted at responsibility for new explosions on Tuesday at a military base in Russian-annexed Crimea, an important supply line for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It's raising new prospects of the six-month-old war if Ukraine now has the capability to strike deeper into Russian territory. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.